The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Neary and I shall be your host of the day. Today is going to be an open line Thursday. It's the end of the week. Friday is the holiday. Then there's Saturday, there's Sunday, then Monday, right? So it's going to be an open line today. That means you can talk about whatever you want to talk about, within reason, of course. Whatever you want to talk about, you just call and say, Neary, I won't say this, and I shall respond. Also, I'm willing to have a conversation about what is trending on social media also, right? I see the United States of America, the country is going to the moon. You think that's real? You think that's a real spaceship? You think that mankind can leave our atmosphere and enter space to be out of space? Or in space and go to the moon? Why are they going to the moon? Why didn't they save the resources? You know, donate to Cuba or Haiti or some sort. But they're going to the moon. I remember reading one time that there's a dark side of the moon. I'm not sure if that's real or not. They say aliens live there. I don't necessarily believe in aliens much either. But that's the reason why they say they didn't go back. But they had all kind of people go back, man. I think the United States going to the moon like 4 or 5 times. And then I think there's Russia, China, India, all them people have to go to space and stuff, right? Prime Minister Perog, the House of Assembly, is going to be dissolved, I think. That's the right word. Correct me if I'm wrong. Say April 8th. So what does that mean? I know that the Commissioner of Police, her charge by the Constitution, she reads something and declaration, proroguing, dissolving the House, right? And then some people would claim that the country's managed by the Commission of the Police. That's not necessarily true. The Prime Minister is still a constitutional position. He'll still be there. Now, the MPs, there won't be any more MPs, right? Everyone be vying to become an MP. So you wouldn't count say that's my MP anymore. But the ministers are still there. The cabinet is still there to manage the various ministries, right? I'm not sure if a number of Bahamians is aware of that. So the cabinet minister, the prime minister and the cabinet ministers will still be in place. A number of ministries and senior officials in those ministries are doing their turnover papers. Some people might ask, what you mean by turnover papers? That means you give a summary of where you stand in the ministry on projects, where the projects stand, right? What you're working on, what outstanding, what's being proposed. And you have those available to, if there is a new government, you have that briefing and turnover, all that information. So the new government, or even the same government, sometimes just need a SWOT analysis of where you stand too, that you can read and become abreast of what is happening in the country. So that is happening now. Everyone busy. All the permanent secretaries are busy and telling the directors of the various ministries, these are what the things that your team for their turnover protocols. So that is happening. Also, I've been seeing that a number of member of parliament are still doing a lot of civic work. Is that civic work? I'm not sure whose money is being spent. I'm not sure whose money is being spent, but a number of things are getting done. And as a citizen, I can't complain. I'm not sure whose money they're spending, if it's my money they're spending, or if they're using their own money, or they're getting donations from the public, right? But I see sidewalks being painted again. I've seen billboards are being erected. I've seen still paving roads and patching holes, right? So a number of things is happening, and that's something to celebrate, right? I see there continue to be some concerns in Harbour Island. I'm going to talk island to island. And when I say concerns of Harbour Island, I want to put it out there for the Member of Parliament. I guess there's no Member of Parliament yet. Anyway, for the Member of Parliament, for the Commissioner of Police, for the immigration officers who are in charge and who manage from New Providence, there are some issues. There are some issues happening in Harbour Island with crime, immigration, social issues. And I think if we continue to cast a blind eye on what is happening in Harbour Island, it's going to overcome that island. I'm speaking about it because I have family there. I have family there, and they are concerned about the crime that is happening there. And the reason why I mention it is, right, Harbour Island is small, where everybody know each other, where you walk around, where you know the auntie. In fact, the whole island might be cousins, right? But the idea that there is serious crime, breaking and entry, petty theft, and of course, we see one or two murders there, you know, assaults. We need to become concerned. One murder there is like 100%, right? That means that whole island change. That means that island in crisis. So when you're having two, three, that's overwhelming, man. Everything needs to stop. Everything needs to stop. You need to put boots on the ground and keep the boots on the ground and arrest and address the situation, right? I see the Minister of Agriculture just got a visit from an African prince from the Yoruba tribe. The Yoruba tribe prince is trying to do some business, some exchange with the Bahamas in terms of helping us feed ourselves. I know I'm a big proponent of us being able to feed ourselves, right? I'm seeing that we're having some issues. I remember I have a pet peeve now happening in North Andres. I ain't gonna hash that out again. But there is a need for us to become independent and feed ourselves. This text says, Nuri, don't fuel the conspiracy nuts. Of course, mankind can travel to the moon and outer space. I haven't been there yet. But then there's a number of gated communities I have not gone to yet. That doesn't mean that the gated community is not there, right? There are places in New Providence I may never get to see in my lifetime because they block it off. That's not for Bahamians. That's for special people, right? I've just learned recently that even though the Bahamas is having an election, political parties cannot erect billboards in gated communities, even though the gated communities, they have one or two Bahamians and Bahamian citizenships, cannot get to see billboards. In fact, I see one political party, I can call it a political party name, COI was complaining that they was trying to gain entry to walk around in gated community and on the southwestern area, and they were denied access by security. Said, no, you cannot come in here and campaign to the Bahamians who live there. I'm not saying if it's fair or not, but the gated communities get permission that they can keep a certain set of Bahamians out. Well, all Bahamians, it's a private area, right? I found that interesting, right? Then I saw people in Grand Bahama protesting. I laughed at these people because they should have known better. These people live in Grand Bahama. They should have known better. They're protesting that the port is put on the notice that reminding, in this case, the Progressive Labour Party, that you're not allowed to pull up billboards in the state, all the rules in the past times of nobody erecting billboards and political things there. And I said, I guess that's like a gated community. And that area is like quasi-government where it's they manage itself, right? And if the gated communities, we don't have no particular law that manages itself, and Freeport is part of is grandfathered into our constitution, surely they can say, well, no, you can't erect that billboard there. We have a telephone call here before I go to the text line, as we have an open line Thursday as we celebrate Easter. Some people call it Monday Thursday or Holy Thursday, depending on what faith you go through. I'm not sure how Baptists and Pentecostals celebrate Easter. It's like an Anglican Catholic thing. Anyway, let's go to the callers. Guardian Radio AM, you live.
Good. Hello.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good morning, Mr. Leary. How are you?
Good morning, how are you?
Fairly well, thank you. I just responding, reacting to your most recent remark about the gated committees and communities and the, you know, the private areas and so on. I think those areas are also under, fall under some constituency where they can cast their votes. So, and their entry and exit out of those communities. So those persons still see billboards on their drive in and drive out. They have actually paid for those privileges. You know, when you earn certain income and you can afford it to live certain places. And everybody is not necessarily canvassed the same way that all persons are canvassed. So a person would make up their mind as to who they'll vote for, when they'll vote, and how they'll vote. And so I don't see a big issue of having a system in place that has always been in place.
Let me ask you this. I know you're a former police officer, retired, right? And...
I hear your placement.
That's why I already baiting you. I was told that there are certain gated communities the police have to ask permission to enter. If there's a murder behind the gates and the police come and say, I am here to investigate it, the security officer say, hold on, let me ask if you can come, if you can come in. Is that true?
No, I don't think that should be, and I hope that's not the case. I'm not certain about that. But I'm not a police officer or ex-police officer.
No? Oh, okay.
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay. Just checking. But I heard that
I suspect cases of that, because I heard of murders in Old Forward Bay and elsewhere, and where, you know, there had been a delay in granting police access. I don't know how true it is, but I heard of something like that. But once the police have a search warrant, I don't think that anywhere should be inaccessible.
Mm. And before you go, I remember a time when the former minister, Mr. what KK is, Miller, he went on this private island and he wanted to speak to whatever it is. And the man declared, this my island, you need to come off my island. can you imagine a foreign investor, expat Bohemian, I call him Bohemian because the person might have had status, I'm not diminishing that, could tell a minister of the government that, no, this is a private island. You can't come here.
You know, well, we got to look at all the legal ramification arrangement. That's why we ought not to be selling out islands.
But I don't think Bahamians sell islands. No, I think all the islands that are being sold now are privately owned, and they sell it amongst themselves.
Okay, but if it is the Bahamas, the Bahamas. If the law of the Bahamas or the government, so how they got it in the first place is they sold it in the price. It's a very ticklish matter, because even a bit. Beach fund, having access to beach funds and a thing like that, you know.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of things that need to be corrected, but maybe will never be corrected because they've been so long standing.
Yeah, yeah. It's a part of us, though. It's a part of us. But thank you, man. Continue to listen.
You're welcome.
I appreciate you. I've seen the debate about, and I see your call is going to come to you right now, the debate about beach front access, where the beach was public, right? And you could walk and traverse the entire beach. And this is what I'm concerned about, what's going to happen to Goodman's Bay, right? Where they build a wharf. I think that's what you call it. The long thing where you, wooden structure where you park your boat on, right? And they have boats can dock there. So what they did is they dredge the beach. And you are unable to traverse the beach now because how they dredge it, they turn ocean. So now you stop. Stop. So I'm waiting to see if that same thing happens on what that wharf is thing there, and then dredge around it, stopping behemoths from going from one part to the next. But I'll continue to watch to see if that happens, or I'm just Let's go to the callers. Guardian Radio AM, you live. Call you there. Let's move on to the next one then. Yeah, you live. Go ahead.
Okay, good. What I noticed, Mr. Nuri, is nobody is talking about food security, especially since the war starts also. How do, because, you know, we rely heavily on importation of our vegetables, at least 80 to 90% of our food that we consume on a day-to-day basis, our citizens, is imported.
Okay. I agree with you. I am concerned. I am concerned with prices skyrocketing. I am concerned now, about if there could be shortage.
What is my concern and why I think it's maybe important for the Bahamian people to understand is two questions. One, what plan is the government leaving in place to ensure that we are able to mitigate in the event that this oil on the war continues and our importation now increases and makes costs of food and food stores, unprepared food, more expensive? Our taking off out of unprepared food doesn't make it go down significantly if the cost still impacts the wholesaler who have to import this food is impacted by the oil prices when they increase.
But mind you, caller, our prime minister addressed this recently. Mind you, I'm not saying that his answer was adequate, but the same question you are asking, he had a national address dealing with this subject. You might have missed it, but he had a national and stated the government's plan and what is the concern and what would we do in the short term and long term.
Okay, I didn't hear him mention anything about food.
Yeah. You got me there. I mean, I just say that he mentioned it. I ain't saying that he was adequate.
So what I'm saying to you is, now that we could foresee, some of us who have vision see that, okay, here's an issue, but now here's a solution. So now we submit these solutions to government and various agencies, to persons that are responsible for bringing communication or response to say, okay, let's look at this and see what are our choices that we could take in order to now at least mitigate some of the losses that our people will experience. So if they have to now compensate for losses that citizens would experience because of high costs at the counter, then they have to have a plan to say where they can get this money from to subsidize losses so people could still have their adequate diets daily.
True. And I know if you listen to the show, I have my pet peeve about what is happening in Andrus with the Mennonites. I'm not speaking against them as a group. I'm talking about the idea that the entire northern Andrus now depending on them to get food, to get farming
products. That's hostage. How you could pull our country hostage?
I concern.
And so I say to the voters, populace, because we're going into election, is hope that what I said today would spark, because the analytics to these parties, candidates, and everybody in terms of, okay, what Hanshel want to do, he said he won't be an MP.
Mm-hmm.
What is his plan? My plan simply, Mr. Nuri, is to implement greenhouses, built, structured, customed in a way, framing so that they can sustain storms and allow us to be able to accelerate food production to harvest quickly and also to be able to have recovery quickly and low cost and easy so people can learn how to farm and assist from a citizen participatory level to expedite and increase food growth and harvest versus a large farm.
Okay, and it's Mr. Hanshel now?
Yeah.
Mr. Hanshel, I wish you all the best. I'm hoping that in the future, our government includes you into conversation in terms of when they go into these specific training abroad, that they say, well, we have an independent candidate there who always vying and trying to help his community. Let's bring him on and pay some of his expenses that he can go and get.
I say this, I'll end with this, you know, Mr. Nuri. The government spent $250 million on consultancy. I have not heard one consultant produce a plan for agriculture to save our people in event of a crisis. I spent, and I am doing this on my own initiative, to produce the plan that hopefully the government will consider a conversation about the reality and the possibility of this and how this could become effective to help mitigate and reduce the risk that the crisis will create for our people.
Okay.
Okay.
I appreciate you.
I don't have to. And so I did it for us because at the end of the day, if they fail, it still affects me. and doing fail, it still affects me. So if I have the ability to do something, I always try to offer myself, and not even offer myself because they put me in these positions that I have to try to do it so I could give them something, but I haven't given them anything because I'm thinking, based on their response, I might just send it to Jamaica, I might just send it to some island in the Caribbean and tell them, less makes sense with Hanshield okay. because my people in the Bahamas seem to have me as an enemy when I keep trying to provide solutions that they take and I see they're using. At the end of the day, this time I can't do it for free, Mr. Nuri. They have to be able to say this is a win-win situation.
I wish you good luck and good luck again for this election. Take care again.
My
blessing to you. I see that we will be closed. Garden Radio will be closed on Friday. There won't be no show on Saturday. There won't be any show on Sunday. There won't be any show on Monday. And we resume on Tuesday. And of course, we start celebrating our 14th year anniversary Guardian Radio. It's been 14 years we've been on the radio now, right? Yeah, I'm just saying. We can start celebrating that. It could be on Friday, April 10th. But let's go to the phone lines again, and then I'll start reading some of these texts. Go ahead. Guardian Radio M, you're live.
Hey, what's happening here?
Rachel, man, it's an open line today, so you go ahead.
Listen, I don't think your last caller was completely genuine when he said that nobody else is talking about food security.
Mm-hmm.
If you listen to the FNM launch, Mr. Pintard, gave a significant part of his speech on, promoting and reducing reliance on food import, promoting local and agriculture fisheries, and trying to curb legal poaching. And even if you look at the past FNM administration, they implemented an initiative where hotels and restaurants were made to spend 40% of their food budget agriculture and fisheries. So the FNM in particular is talking about food security and curbing the spending on important foreign food. So I don't think that was a fair statement for them to make, that nobody's talking about it.
I'm glad you called in to correct him. I appreciate it.
Also, too, if I could touch base on the signage in Grand Bahama. Anyone who knows about Grand Bahama is a planned city. If you want to build a house in Grand Bahama, mm-hmm. you have to get the requisite plans and approvals,
mm-hmm.
permit numbers from the Port Authority to build your house.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot build your house and put a business next to your house. That's how Freeport is not designed like that. The area that I live in is just a single-story building. You can't build a two-story building here. You can't build a duplex here. You can't build apartments here. This is simply designed just for single-family homes. You got multi-family homes. You got the industrial sector. You got the commercial sector. So Freeport is a planned city.
Mm-hmm.
And with the signs, if I want to host an event and I want to advertise my event by putting up signage, I have to write to the Port Authority and get permission to put my signs up.
Mm-hmm.
I have to tell them where I want to put up, how much signs I want to put up, and how long I want to put up. They would then approve those signs, and I would place them. You do anything outside of that, they're going to remove them. The Port Authority called a meeting with all the parties, ELP, FNM, COI, independent candidates. The meeting was to discuss the placement of the signage. Everybody showed up except the ELP. Markiplier showed up, the FNM showed up, COI showed up, a couple of independents showed up. This is where we're going to place our signs. There's a few parties, okay, I want my sign there, independent, I want my sign there. They flip a coin, okay, you win, you put your sign there, pretty much. So now here it is, the PLP decided that they just want to put their signs up through a Freeport, which is against, you're supposed to do it, because they know better. And that's that they know it's better. The MP for Pine Ridge is a former executive in the Port Authority. She was the second person in charge, the vice president of the Port Authority. So she was a part of implement these same laws, these same things that the Port Authority did to them. She was a part of the team that did those same things to the average payment person or business and grandmama. So it's kind of disingenuous that the PRP making it seem like, oh, the Port Authority is targeting them now because they took them to court and sued them. There are laws and bylaws in place. There are laws, and you have to follow the laws. And you being the government, you should be the one following the laws. You should be the one encouraging people to follow the laws.
Okay.
So, it's just, I don't understand it.
I appreciate you calling and letting us know. The public needs to know, so I appreciate you calling. This text says, good morning, sir. Our crime issues we can easily address and arrest if we... Okay, get that. Our crime issues we can easily address and arrest if we get the right persons involved to prevent the root of our problems. We seem not to be intentional about preventing our crime issues. We, over decades, put the wrong persons in the right places. We are expecting a positive result. I assume that's a criticism about the Commissioner of Police and police officers, that they're the wrong persons there. So, I hear you, Texo. See, I'm killing myself laughing at you. I believe it was earlier this week, Monday, to be exact, I corrected you with saying the Bahamas, in fact, is a third world country. Well, the Bahamas is not a third world country, so you couldn't be saying the wrong thing. So now I am correcting you. We are a developing nation. But I continue to read what you say, but I just want to correct you so you don't say it again or text me again with it, the wrong information. You CA, knock it down by saying we do feed ourselves. We import tons of food every day. You obviously hopefully was joking with the response. Now this morning, you were saying we can't feed ourselves. Contradicting yourself again. I stand by what I say. You also live under a rock. So, Texter, it's two things. Either the people in the Bahamas are starving, meaning that we can't feed ourselves, or we are importing food and that we are feeding ourselves. I hope that I was able to help you. And I don't know if there's mass starvation happening inside the Bahamas. And if there is mass starvation inside the Bahamas and we cannot feed ourselves at all, let me know where. So I can go and put my shoulders to the wheel so I can help resolve that starvation problem that we have, that you suggest that we're having. This text says, that's a dangerous dredging the beach. President Trump says he has oil, yet price of oil higher. They didn't want us to buy fuel from Venezuela, yet he stole their resources. And the United States have oil. They just don't use it. They keep it there when everything run out. And then we have that dystopian lifestyle and everyone desperate for oil. Guess which country will have oil still? Okay. Let's go to the callers. Guardian Radio AM, you're live.
Good morning, Mr. CEO. How are you doing this morning?
I am always good, man. Blessed. Today is mindful, Monday, Thursday. Thursday.
Sure. You know, and when you open up your show this morning, I was trying to explain to my brethren in the GNN the same thing that you were saying. The Prime Minister and the Cabinet Ministers, according to our Constitution, they still will be in power. The country still have the one. But all the rest of the jokers,
yeah.
You all will become ordinary citizens just like me, and then we can deal with you all and tell us what we really want to tell some of you all. Because you all really believe being people to fool. And you're talking about the gated community. And according to our zoning, high water mark, maybe people are entitled to. But what governments does, both PRPs and FNM, just take monies from these special interest group. You know, and in a war supposed to be around the eastern, here in the northwestern, northeastern coastline. That's illegal. Old Fort Bay, I used to work in the place for many, many years. The sweetest grapes in the world, now they block that off.
You can never taste that no more.
No, that's a and these politicians saying they like Bahamian people. Bahamian people, y'all better put some real Bahamian people in this whole assembly coming up, you know. Stop taking money from this special interest group, man. Bahamian people, we too passive, you know. We have to stand up. Belinda and Kingsley Ferguson, we go together, but y'all need to share this country down, you know. The politicians only can promise y'all, you know. You see my famous Obi, what is his name again? Obi Ferguson, MOU.
KC.
Now, he's a old fool.
Leave Obi.
See, we need to put this country up, brother, man. See, at the end of the day, I love God, I love this country. Some presidents, they got money, though. It's a prestige. Blue play with it, red play, the super driven car. You know, and we need to do some serious things in this country, brother, anyway. Okay. We need to start selling some civil servants to jail. We need to fire 10,000 of them ASAP. We got to keep borrowing money to pay the people, and they hate behemoths, man. Time to take my call.
Thanks very much. I saw a note on the social media page of the Director of Communication. I'm going to read this here. He said, the FNM wants to cut $60 million in consultants. Let's be clear about what that actually means. Most of the money doesn't leave the Bahamas. It goes to Bahamian accounting firms, Bahamian law firms, Bahamian IT companies, Bahamian surveyors traveling to the family islands, Bahamian professionals getting paid to keep government running. So when the FNM says cut it, which it means the consultants, they are saying cut Bahamian jobs. Now, tell us specifically which one. $27 million, Bahamian accountants and lawyers keeping Ministry of Finance operations running. $9,843,722, tourism marketing firms, Bahama Host training for Bahamian workers, PGA Tour. $4,800,000 for tugboat operators being our keeping our ports open. $3,267,100 of Bahamian IT firms, external lawyers, land reform systems, legislation platforms. $2,005,521 worth of for education consultants addressing student learning loss exam accreditation. 1 million, you didn't expect me to be able to call these numbers like that next lady who's stuttering. Anyway, $1,607,892 corporate registry systems, BRAC, CARS, CROS. $1,584,784 for immigration management system maintenance. $1,150,000 for engineers and medical consultants for New Providence and Grand Bahama Hospitals. $950,000 worth for government email and data infrastructure. $770,220 for land management consultancy. $707,900 for school programs and national examinations. $600,000 digitization and public service records. $570,787 worth for click to clear, the system that processes every shipment entering the country. $346,600 for climate action, Eleuthera Pineapple Project, hazardous waste and disposal key. $240,381 for post office automation and digitization. $205,000 for IDB project implementation staff. $200,000 for Florida liaison officer. $175,000 for Ministry of Finance support contracts. $135,586 for Maritime and Ocean Affairs Bureau. $120,000 for Trimble and Land Survey Project, $100,000 for National Neighborhood Watch Council, $70,000 for Marine Disease Control Monitoring, $60,000 for Air Accident Investigation Unit, $60,000 for Environmental Planning and Salt Pond Research, $50,000 for Crown Land Survey Senior Surveyors going to each and every island, $50,000 for CDMA Conference, $50,000 Department of Public Health, $48,000 for Ministry of Health Communications Unit, $47,900 for Data Protection Commission, $47,813 Economic Affairs Trade, $40,000 for National Geographic Information Systems and Forestry, $30,000 for IT Counseling Department of Inland Revenue, $19,600 for Sanitation Contract and Parking, $15,000 Registrar of Trade, $10,000 for Audit Services. Cut, that's, they're still adding up how much money for the, how much is total? Scroll up. For the $60 million in consultants. The last one is $6,000 for Santitrack contract Freeport. A number of these places, I didn't interpret them as being consultants. I thought as contract workers, right? Not contract workers. I thought government partner and that's a fee. I realized that a number of these things are consultants. I didn't interpret that's what the effort meant, but I'm glad that was broken down for me. Let's go to the callers there. Guardian Radio AM, you're live. We're talking about what you want to talk about.
Hey, Nuri, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
I'm good. You believe this concept that the Bahamians just go to bed hungry. They don't have no money to find nothing to eat. You believe that?
No, but there is a system, an evil system going around where politicians, some organizations believe that we need to feed Bahamians food for every instant. Something is wrong with that. I think that's something spiritual. I think that they're brainwashing us. I think that they're not empowering us. And we need to stop having these free giveaway of food because they're doing something to our mindset, and I do not like it.
Right. Senuri, you know, this holiday is one of the biggest holidays on the calendar, right?
And all kind of food can be given out by politicians on this weekend.
Exactly. And you can imagine the amount of people who are going to be traveling off this island between today and tomorrow.
Mm.
And it's the same set of people. They say they get, who go into bed hungry. They don't have no money to buy nothing to eat, but eat, you know.
Mm.
They the traffic, they saying that in the LPI, it would be 83,000 people be trafficking through the weekend.
The hotel full. All the hotels full.
But Mr. Newby, you know, you see, like me, you check the boat and you check the dock tonight.
Yeah.
Check the dock tonight. Cars, then paid for.
Mm-hmm.
Round trip, then paid for. And plus, these people and got money in their pocket. They got their cooler loaded. They ready to go. They willing to go party. So I don't understand why they be talking about these people don't have no money. They going to bed hungry and they can't find nothing to eat. I don't understand it yet.
It's a spell. The people are putting a spell on us for us to believe it. It's a spell. But they give no free food this weekend, just in case you want to stop to any of the political groups. It's grill and chill for every. And we got to also appreciate that all of the MPs just got paid, the last final paycheck. So there's money to be spent.
Oh, yeah.
Go get yours.
Yes, sir.
Go get yours.
Yes, sir.
Take care. Let's go to this next caller. Guardian Radio AM, you're live.
Yes, thank you. I'm normally a reactionary caller. I call based on the discussion. Now, the list that you read out a while ago,
yes,
of those numbers, it almost sounds like the budget. The first time I heard the conversation yesterday on Nordy's program, a suggestion was made that consultancy should came from a political party or what. I just listened to the discussion that consultancy should be reduced because you have in consultancy year after year, and the amount is keep increasing. In other words, when we have, let's say, expats, you know, I don't like to use the word, but let's say we have a skill that comes in for a job, like work permit or so, then they should train a Bahamian to take over to meet that skill in the future going forward. So they're saying that the argument that I heard yesterday is that with consultancy, we should be getting better, and after we have been consulted, then we should be able to do these things. But the argument just read out a while ago that it's a built-in part of the system, and so it's as we're going, it's a line or parallel to the public service.
Yeah.
So and that was the argument. For example, you should always when we in school we teach children to debate and all that, but when it's come to a grand scale election or so on, there's no debate. So something there's like a misfit in that regard. Now I want us to also speak on the starvation situation, not starvation, but the hunger situation.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe there are persons going to bed hungry. Not necessarily the people who have their tickets paid and their round ticket and have their boats on the dock and all that, or their cars on the dock to go and spend some vacation on the weekend. But they're perhaps in the inner city, or the persons who mismanage or are low income, on minimum wage and so on, with a lot of children and so on, either they're underfed or not even getting sufficient nutrition. So we do have crises in that regard, and I do believe that, as you said, it should be addressed in a sense so that people become self-sufficient. I know persons will not give beggars money on the road, especially if they're strong and able-bodied, when they should seek a job and try to work and earn, rather than get into the pattern of just stretching a hand out, asking for something for nothing. Just begging rather than go and try to find a job. So it's a lot of things that is a social, as I said, it's a matter that we need to work in the minds of the persons, and also having people to be dependent,
mm-hmm.
having people to be contented, and also to be resilient and industrious, and so it's a technical thing. It's a touchy matter. But I've seen, and lastly, there are signs are going around right now of people selling food tomorrow. So it's not just free food tomorrow.
Mm.
Churches have cookouts tomorrow where you have to pay to get your fish and your hot cross bun or whatever it is.
Mm.
So, we have
money to be made also.
Full circle and
opportunity.
Things are done differently. A variety of things are being done right now that we want to know if we are truly looking out for each other.
Yes. Thank you. We're going to take this quick commercial break. Callers, I see you. I see you, callers. So just hold on until the commercial break. I can read this one text, and then we'll come in to see these callers and then continue the show. I've noticed they are stacking up beach chairs on the Goodman's Bay now. Where is town planning? Can we stop allowing all manner of nonsense and disorder in the name of making dollar? Otherwise, let's go march to free ASP Curtis. He has an indicted entrepreneur. Anyway, Dialing Radio, AM, CA Nuri. We'll be right back. It's open line Thursday. So call in and say what's on your mind. We'll be right back.
It's back at Little Caesars. And good. Our popular Chicago-style pizza is back. For a limited time only, enjoy this delicious, thick, buttery crust pizza that's packed with layers of cheese, meats, and veggies for just $18 VAT inclusive. Now available at all five of our locations. Little Caesars, Oaksfield, Carmichael Road, East Street, Dal Saunders Highway, and One East Plaza.
Pizza, pizza.
New roads and airports are connecting our islands. Energy reform is bringing electricity prices down, while young Bahamians are stepping up, gaining new skills for new opportunities. Respect for workers. Support for entrepreneurs. We're modernizing energy and infrastructure across our islands and preparing Bahamians to succeed in a new economy. Transformations this big take time. Let's choose progress. Paid for by the PLP.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is definitely the time for BAMSI to continue to build on the progress that we've made. There's now drone technology. There's now year-round container farming. You have hydroponics. You have aquaponics. You have precision farming. There have been record numbers of enrollments, record numbers of flat fishing certifications. We've had record enrollments in our online courses. Students from across the family of islands. Because in BAMSI, we are not just cultivating produce. We're cultivating producers.
Paid for by the PLP.
And welcome back to Guiding Radio AM. Anyone see that that political commercial that they circulating around social media, where they're accusing the Progressive Labour Party of having a Haitian unit to go and campaign for them? They have my good friend Luby face on it. I know it was fake, right? But the idea that people are concerned that the government, that at least the PLP party, I shouldn't say the government, has a special unit where they campaign directly to Bahamian descent. See why I change it? Because only Bahamians could vote. I just found it entertaining that fear-mongering is still a part of our campaign, and I want to know what your opinion on it. Let's go to the callers. Guardian Radio AM, CA Nuri, how can I help you today? You're live.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm always good. Blessings to you.
I have a concern, and I just hoping that your audience could either substantiate it or do away with it. I've been told that one of the reasons possibly the vote voter's card registration is because MPs are now, when persons ask requesting help with a job, they're now asking them to submit their resume along with a picture of their voter's card. I am all for MPs helping their candidates, and I don't know which MP this is, this could be, but I'm all for them assisting, but why do you need to ask for somebody's voter's card? I think the government, if they can assist the citizens of this country, then assist them. If you don't have it in place to assist them, don't have it attached to something else. There are persons who seriously want to work, who want to feed their families, who want to live comfortably if possible, but the notion of asking for a picture of your voter's card, what's that all about? If it is indeed happening, what is that all about?
Thank you, caller, for your concern. I appreciate it. Advised. Well, there's a number of politicals that have launched a register to vote campaign, right? They want more people to register to vote, and they're trying to encourage them to register to vote. In fact, this is the largest amount of people ever on our register to vote. This might be our most populous election ever. In terms of participation, even though there's voters' disenfranchisement, people are prepared to vote and eager. So I'm assuming, if it is true, that they're saying, hey, go register to vote and then we see if we can help you, or as an incentive type thing. It is what it is. Go register to vote. Everyone should have their voters' card already, so they didn't have to go back on the line. But some people need to be inspired to go register. So I believe that's it. Let's go to the call. It's Garden Radio AM. Go ahead, caller. 30 seconds.
CA.
Hey.
You ready?
I'm ready, man. Go ahead.
No, what I mean, are you ready? Ready to vote? You ready? You got your voter's card?
Always ready.
Constituency you in?
Fox Hill.
You keeping Fred Mitchell there?
See, that's a secret.
It's a secret?
It's a secret because I don't believe in
you're
public.
You're not proud to say you're going to get rid of him or you're going to keep
No, 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 no,
oh, you're not going to get rid of him?
No, no. See, my money is invested in me being secret.
Oh.
You trying to stop my money.
Oh, no, man.
So don't do that no more. Don't do that no more.
Yeah?
If I tell them people who I voting for, they stop giving me donations.
Yeah, so you don't believe they get a Haitian, my party get a Haitian unit or there? I mean, when I last was campaigning with them and I was getting a play in the campaign, they was wrong. I can believe it wrong.
There are Haitian behemoths of Haitian extract descent, yeah, who are PLP and who are AFRINIM. And if they're going to walk the road,
They come across
a person who speaks Creole, who has a passport and Bahamian, they should speak to them and say, man, vote whoever they want to vote for. So I have
so
no problem.
Sound like you had a problem with it or you was questioning it. You don't believe it's true.
If it's a unit. If it's a unit, it means someone's getting paid. I don't believe it's a unit.
So you believe they're doing it for free?
I believe that there are Bahamians who
you
are campaigning.
They Bahamians are Haitian descent with contract holders who want to keep the party in power?
And so they're doing it for free. That's what got free.
Huh?
I believe they're doing that for free.
Oh, no, they ain't doing it for free. Listen, so is this the time when, this the week, hold on, you say the next week, Wednesday the 8th, is the last day for we to consider the
whole house dissolved. We ain't got no more MP.
So you no more MP?
Yeah, after that.
So we won't have a prime minister?
No. The prime minister ain't no MP. The prime minister is the prime minister. That's a constitutional position.
So he ain't a member of parliament too?
No, but he ain't gonna be Cat Island member of parliament.
My point is this the time when they could take their wife and their children, pictures of them office and their personal things and park up the government cars for them and stop us from paying gas for them? We're not gonna be Wednesday or that's the day?
Well, I hope they
remember no one is an MP after the house is prorogued or dissolved. And park up them cars. Get your own personal car and go camping. And take your wife and your children pictures of them office. Because you don't know if we can send you back there. You don't own them office. This the time now, y'all. This is when a rubber reach the road. You can see just the monkey said it ain't long now.
Yes.
Tail ain't long now.
I appreciate you, Papa.
Keep up the good work.
Sometimes you got to take your things home just in case. You don't want to be shamed that last day and do that walk of shame and say, boy, I've got to move my stuff now. But the ministers will still be there. Myself just in case. Let's go. Guardian Radio AM.
Yes, good day. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
I'm right here. You know what I'm amazed about this morning with the open line?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's talking about Harbor Island.
I tell you, I concern about Harbor Island.
That is infested. It's that not just, overcrowded with illegals. That's infested. That's an island gone. And we look like we ain't concerned about that.
I talk about crime with Harbor Island, but you talk about migrant workers.
Crime,
and
that comes
in. Boom in Harbor Island. They're building things left, right, and center.
Yeah,
mansions on top of mansions. Guess who building the mansions because there's a shortage of labor?
Oh, my Don't tell me.
I just saying, there's a shortage of labor, and they need more labor, and the labor coming from Elutra.
Listen, what his name was on this morning, Simeon Jr.?
Yes.
And he was talking about how we're losing our culture. What do you think will happen down there now?
Guess who, if you want some dry concrete, I heard the show. If you want some dry concrete now, guess who you got to buy it from?
I ain't going to say it on the radio.
I'm just saying, they keeping the culture.
Yeah.
Someone keeping our culture,
and
just seeing us.
You know what they're bringing with them when they come now? They're bringing their voodoo.
We always had opium here.
So
we always had opium here. Your grandma used to do opium.
But I mean, that little island was pure. My father was born there. You could imagine what's going to happen to that in the next 5 or 10 years.
This could be a different Bahamas. Just get used to it.
And they're going to lose what they call the crown jewel of the country.
I just believe Harbour Island needs to be policed properly.
You ever went out there on the day the current pride come in on the dock?
Go ahead.
Only Haitians coming in on the boat.
They Bahamians though.
But no, we don't know that. Because right now we got one who was in court the other day. His name is John Doe.
His name is what?
They call him John Doe.
Oh, God. I hear you, caller. I appreciate you. Let's move to the next caller. As I read this text, says, good morning. Help me understand. The finance department in Ministry of Finance doesn't have accountants, or the land and surveys don't have surveyors. Customs don't have an IT department to run the click to pay system. What are they doing in these government offices? I assume that they say they need help. That's why they get consultants. Go ahead, caller. Guiding Radio AM.
Good morning, Mr. Newry.
Good morning.
You know, people amaze me. He called just now and made a juxtaposition, right? Earlier you spoke about consultation. I'm going to use a word that is obscure. It has been abandoned. They used to use it in the 1600s. It's called resultation of these consultations. All this is a waste of money. You know? The question is, what are the resultations from these consultations, right? We talk about immigration. You guys are very limited, you know, CNU. Because why I say that, right, is because you have to be aware of studies that entail overcrowding. Even with rodents, studies show that when you overcrowd an island, we talk about New Providence. Elutra is just a microcosm of what is going on in New Providence, you know. You cannot dismiss everything that's before you. Like the other day, a conversation with Ms. Lyons. I said that the majority of people on the social services site are migrants. She said, I can't say that, but I live nearby. I can't say what I'm seeing. This sickens me, man. You know, when you suppress people from speaking, it's dangerous, because the nonconformist is the one who can sometimes be carrying the truth. And you have to know the truth behind the new moral world order. It's designed to create chaos, get rid of nation states and sovereignty. And as we live, we are witnessing this, and we're all running around a plantation playing fools. What I'm saying is, you spoke of the social ecosystem in which people used to know one another, family this and family that. Monty call and show you the migrant problem. You running on, but who billing this and billing that? Demon being billing, who billing Lannis? Man, listen, you know, I believe Charles Darwin and Sir Francis Galton was right. We need oversight, because the Negroes have been taught to believe what the eugenicists have been saying for decades, that the Negroes are not capable of governing himself. Now, you corrected the guy as relates to third world, first world, second world, man-made decision, lack of vision. I call it developing world because I did human geography. But let me tell you something. You guys could dismiss what I'm saying, but you know what I like for you to do? Man, just Google and read it. And I dare you that you don't have the balls to do some of the things that I'm saying, because they are totally correct.
I appreciate you. Let's run through these texts. Good morning. How are people getting citizenship through Nationality Act when it's going against the Constitution? The Constitution says you have to renounce to become the Bohemian, but the Nationality Act says renounce or declare. Okay, no problem. Brave say he is Haitian, CA. What else you need to know? I am you and I am you, right? Exactly, we all ain't grew up and live out west. Okay, let's see what else here. That sounds like witchcraft, as Texas says. The applications and voters' cards. We need urgent intervention to stop the bleeding, killing, and the many social ills that the police may not be trained to address. Silly season should be renamed serious season. Okay, let's see what else. Good day. I am not shocked by the respectful call who spoke about Grand Bahama. issues. I am so upset by the terrible bully attitude the leader of the PLP has. They barge into Grand Bahama after doing nothing for Grand Bahama. And by extension, the entire Bahamas, they flew around the world spinning wheels to pick up desperate people who are draining our resources. Loftus Roka and Daryl Miller rolling in their graves. God help us. This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. It's now 12:01. Make way for Shivago Lang. Have a wonderful day.
New roads and airports are connecting our islands. Energy reform is bringing electricity prices down, while young Bahamians are stepping up, gaining new skills for new opportunities. Respect for workers. Support for entrepreneurs. We're modernizing energy and infrastructure across our islands and preparing Bahamians to succeed in a new economy. Transformations this big take time. Let's choose progress. Paid for by the PLP.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app. Nassau, Bahamas.